Life Audio.
You are listening to The Becca Cook Show with your host, Becca Cook. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com. To help support the podcast, visit patreon.com/The Becca Cook Show. Please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a 5-star rating. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today I want to get into the whole Balenciaga scandal, their ad campaigns. And the reason I want to do this, I know a lot of other YouTubers and podcasters have dealt with this already, but I want to do it from somebody who was in the industry. Because as you guys know, for 20 years, I was a set designer in the fashion world, in the fashion business. So I want to get into kind of that, how it was, you know, for me in that world, and then talk about this ad campaign. There are actually two ad campaigns from Balenciaga that are insane. And I want to talk about how that came about, who was responsible, and what ultimately is underneath all of it. So, but first, I want to take a look at, just to give you... just to give you some bona fides of what I did in the industry, I'm going to show you some images of photo shoots I worked on, fashion shoots, and also fashion commercials. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The first one, this first one is, that's Natalie Portman for Harper's Bazaar. She's on the cover. That's actually a shot in front of the Pacific Ocean in Malibu at the Getty Villa. This is on the balcony, the terrace of the Getty Villa overlooking the ocean, which is a crazy stunt to pull because she's actually hanging on this swing by a giant truss that my guy set up on this terrace. So... it was so risky. I don't really know how we got away with doing this. And then this is her again in front of the Pacific Ocean with this fancy car and the gorgeous flowers. And then this is a shoot I did with, I think this was Hervé Léger. And this was a set inside of a studio that I had built. So this is like a fake kind of building. There's a lot of other shots, but I can only show you this one. And then this is Chloe Sevigny in a shoot I did. And this was in a set in a studio. And then I worked on this Bulgari campaign with the photographer Ellen von Unworth. And these are some of the shots from that shoot. I actually did many, many shoots with Ellen von Unworth. Who's a huge fashion photographer. She's German. And those are kind of a few of those shots from that campaign. And then I used to do a ton of BB shoots. Bébé is the French pronunciation, but BB, I did a bunch of their campaigns. And I also did one of their runway shows in New York. And so that's BB. And then I did for years and years, I also did BCBG, which is confusing, BB and BCBG. But this is an image from the BCBG campaign with a crazy, this was all shot in studio with, by the way, that BB campaign was also shot in studio. So I designed the sets and had those sets built. But I worked for them for years, and Max Azaria is the owner of BCBG. I think he's passed away recently in the last year or two, but, while I was working on these shoots for years, I was invited to Max's home for Shabbat dinner on Friday nights, which was interesting. It was a fun, and he would have like random pop singers come sing, like Hilary Duff, and other people would come and perform during the Shabbat celebration. This is a set I did for BB, I think. I don't know if it's BB or BCBG, but it was a really cool kind of oval shapes set in studio. And this is one of the models sitting in one of the ovals, but it's a bummer because they lit it so brightly that you can't really tell, you can't really see the contrast. This is a campaign I did for Puma with Cara Delevingne. There's a bunch of images, but this is just one of them. This is a cover of Essence magazine that Oprah Winfrey's on. I did a shoot with her. And that was a crazy experience. And then I did this campaign for this company called Free Soul Jeans. And with Guinevere. Guinevere is considered a supermodel. And so this is Guinevere. Here's another shot of Guinevere. And for the same campaign, this is Jessica Chastain. I did, and Ellen von Unworth shot this. And this was for actually a French, like a really kind of very important French fashion magazine called Egoist. And it only comes out twice a year or something. And this is Kendall Jenner. I worked on this shoot for the cover of Allure, and this is Kendall Jenner again. This was for, I think, Vogue, or it was Vogue, but I don't know if it was Vogue. I don't know which Vogue, Italian Vogue, American Vogue. I can't remember. Here actually is the New York runway thing I did for the BB in New York. I created this set. Actually, Josh worked on this set with me. It was crazy. This whole experience was nuts. But this is the New York Times showing an image of the set. It was actually two curves, kind of curved walls with these cutout openings. And the models stood in the cutouts for 2 hours. That was the runway show, basically. And this is Kerry Washington. I did a campaign for L'Oreal with her. I did a L'Oreal campaign with Eva Longoria not too long ago. It was right before I got blacklisted in Hollywood. And I don't have any images from that. Let's see, let's go on. And then this is a shoot I did with Katy Perry. We did a bunch of promotional shots with her at this kind of beach house in Malibu. And this ended up on the cover of Billboard magazine somehow. I don't know why, but and then I did a bunch of shoots with Paris Hilton, not a bunch, but a few. And this is one of them. This is her in her kitchen at home, baking a cake. And so, I've talked about this before, but when I was at Paris's house, I just evangelized everyone on the set. I was just telling everyone about Jesus, and it was crazy. And then finally, this is just a clip from a Yves Saint Laurent, a YSL commercial starring Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, and this model named Stas. Okay, so that's kind of some of the examples of stuff I've worked on. I worked on over 20 years in this town. I did, you know, a ton of Gap shoots, Old Navy shoots, a bunch of stuff. And so I don't miss that world. I'm glad to be out of it. God took me out of it, as you guys know. And before he took me out of it, I was in seminary for 4 years. And then, so when I graduated seminary and then my book came out, it was kind of this natural progression towards kind of full-time ministry, which I knew God was doing. And so now I'm in full-time ministry with the show and speaking, traveling and speaking and writing books. I don't know what's happening with my second book right now, but we'll see what happens. So I want to get to the Balenciaga campaign now. So the creative director or the designer for Balenciaga is his name is Demna I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but he just goes by Demna. It's Demna Vassalia. And he started designing for Balenciaga in 2015, and he really wanted to push the envelope. We'll be right back after this short break. His campaigns and his designs were crazy. I mean, he redesigned the IKEA shopping bag, and I sold it for, I don't know, $2,000 or something. and the ugly, he designed this thing called the ugly sneaker, which maybe we'll put an image up right now. But yeah, the ugly sneaker, which, you know, people pay thousands of dollars for these things that are just hideous, and, you know, just so they can have the name Balenciaga on them. Fashion is such a goofy illusion. I mean, I like nice clothes, but the fashion world can become obviously very extreme and insane. And this is no different. These campaigns. So the fallout began on November 16th when Balenciaga published a campaign called, quote, Balenciaga Gift Shop. It was shot in October by this photographer named Gabriele Galimberti. He's an Italian documentary photographer. And he made, before he shot this campaign, he made a book of photos featuring images of children with their toys. So this photographer already had a weird fetish with children, which is really creepy. And this was his first fashion campaign, apparently. And so the photographs, which we'll show a couple of, and we're going to blur out the faces of the children, but the photographs featured six children clutching teddy bear handbags, which teddy bear handbags had, the teddy bears had black eyes, fishnet tops, leather harnesses, as you can see. And in one of the ads, which is right here, there are wine glasses on the table. Wine, I think, and beer glasses on the table, which is bizarre for a children, like, to have an ad with a child in it. Not only is the bondage gear crazy, but the alcohol glasses are crazy. So, again, it's kind of like, what it's like, let's try to shock as much as we can. That's kind of the creative direction of big fashion brands. They just want to shock. And this obviously backfired because it's exploiting children. And then there was a separate ad campaign, that was released on November 21st. And it was called the Garde Robe. I think it's Garde Robe advertising campaign. And on one of the, in the ad, which you can see here, in the ad, on the table, there's some paperwork from a Supreme Court decision on child pornography laws, which is really crazy. So it's not a conspiracy theory. As the New York Times, which I'll get to, the New York Times claimed, you know, kind of tried to make it seem like a conspiracy theory. But Garde Robe campaign included models like Nicole Kidman, actresses Nicole Kidman, Isabelle Huppert, who's a French actress, and Bella Hadid. And it had, yeah, it, so the one, the image with the hourglass, their the Balenciaga hourglass handbag was featured on a desk along with printed copies of the Supreme Court's 2008 decision in U.S. versus Williams. Now, this case, the Supreme Court case, examined whether laws banning the pandering or promoting of child pornography curtailed First Amendment freedom of speech rights. So again, these court documents were all about what can people get away with in terms of child pornography. And that's what it seems like. That's what Balenciaga was trying to get away with. And also in one of these, in this image, you can see in the background, there is a book by a Belgian painter named Michael Boremans. I don't know how to say his name. He's a Belgian artist. And his paintings include depictions of castrated toddlers. So there's so much creepiness going on and so much just absolute wickedness. And the gallery that represents this guy said that Mr. Boreman's paintings are include toddlers engaged in playful but mysterious acts with sinister overtones and insinuations of violence. Now, when the New York Times wrote about this whole scandal, the title of the article was "When High Fashion and QAnon Collide." And they say that two new Balenciaga campaigns ignited a firestorm that traveled from the internet to Fox News, fueled by allegations that the brand condoned child exploitation. The controversy has become one of the most explicit collisions of internet culture, politics, fashion, and conspiracy theories to date. So instead of the New York Times just condemning Balenciaga for having children in these scenarios, holding teddy bears in bondage gear, which is BDSM, and BDSM is defined as a variety of erotic practices or role playing involving bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission, sadomasochism. So the New York Times somehow, instead of condemning this campaign, tried to make it look like it was overblown by a conspiracy theory. It's, of course, I mean, there's nothing shocking about that because the New York Times is evil. And then after all the outrage that came out after these campaigns were released, Balenciaga issued several apologies. Their first one was very vague and weird. And they say, quote, "We sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms." So they're apologizing for an offense, something this may have caused. Instead of just saying, this was a terrible mistake on our part and it's horrific and we apologize, they kind of couch it in this, like, well, if it caused, you know, it's like apologizing to somebody and saying, I'm so sorry if I, you know, murdered your wife. it's such a weak apology. And then hours later, they issued a second apology because their first one wasn't, addressing the other campaign, the Garde Robe campaign. They issued another apology and they said, quote, "We apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign." Again, the Supreme Court child pornography documents. we take this matter very seriously. Why didn't they take the matter seriously before they did the shoot? We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set, which I'm going to get to this in a minute, and including unapproved items for our Spring 23 campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being. Now, what's crazy about this apology is I've been on hundreds of shoots. The client comes up with the concept of the shoot. And the client not only comes up with a concept, they also are there. For the YSL shoot I did, there were, 15 French people that flew in from Paris to be on the set to watch the photo shoot or to watch the filming. So the idea that they were unaware and they're taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items. I mean, that's insane because they were literally on the set watching. There's no way that they weren't on the set watching the shoot happening in real time. And they could have easily seen, oh, that's a really weird thing to have on the table, like these wine glasses or beer glasses with his child. Oh, it's weird also to have a child holding a teddy bear in bondage gear. That's pretty weird with a lock around its neck. So they obviously are trying to blame other people for their ridiculous concept that they came up with. And I don't know who initially came up with the concept. It may have been the designer, Demna. It probably was. That usually is the case, but it could have been just their creative team at Balenciaga that came up with the concept. And then their third apology, they issued another apology, and it says, quote, "We strongly condemn child abuse. It was never our intent to include it in the narrative. The two separate ad campaigns in question reflect a series of grievous errors for which Balenciaga takes responsibility." So I guess child pornography is beyond the pale because, anything else pretty much goes in these fashion campaigns. But this is the limit now. So, and obviously it should be the limit. And it's just shocking. So Balenciaga on November 25th, they filed a lawsuit against the production company North Six and the set designer Nicolas Desjardins. Now, North Six is a production company that I've worked with many, many, many times. I did North Six. I did all the Old Navy and Gap campaigns with. So I know the people at North Six very well. Production companies have nothing to do with ad campaigns, with the photography, with the set. They have nothing to do with the decisions made, like what's on the set, who the models are, what's in the set, what just the whole concept. They have nothing to do with it. The production company is just there to produce the shoot, to have the, have the studio, to set up the studio or set up the location and have all the logistics there. They have nothing to do. And obviously North Six had zero to do with approving the final images. That just isn't even a thing. Production companies never approve the final image of an ad campaign. So, and then they were suing the set designer, Nicolas Desjardins, which also is crazy because he was just following their orders, basically their concept, and doing what they wanted him to do. I mean, Nicolas Desjardins didn't decide to cast a child, a young child, in an ad campaign holding a teddy bear in bondage gear. He had nothing to do with that. So it's crazy that, and they're also saying that he put these Supreme Court documents in one of the sets and they were unaware of it. But it's like, don't you look at the, you don't release an ad campaign unless it's thoroughly examined by not only the creative team, but the legal department, everything. So the lawsuit said that the set designer engaged in, quote, inexplicable acts and omissions, and that were malevolent or at the very least extraordinarily reckless. Again, the client is on the set. They can see what's going on. They know what's happening. They're looking at the set, like right here. They're looking at it. So effectively, the brand, Balenciaga, claimed that the documents were placed in the campaign photographs without their knowledge and had led to false associations between Balenciaga and child pornography. Yeah, I don't believe that. And actually, but on December 2nd, a week after Balenciaga's initial court filing, the company announced it was no longer taking legal action. Obviously, because they realize, I mean, obviously the buck stops with them. It's not anyone else's fault, but they're themselves. And so the lawsuit is no longer happening. And the photographer also was, he was inundated with hate mail and death threats after these, ad campaigns went viral, after the teddy bear ones went viral. That's the one he worked on, the gift shop campaign. This article says that he did not make the decision to feature children with the bear bags in the gift shop campaign. He said that Balenciaga had told him the theme of the shoot was, quote, punk. So I guess it's punk rock to exploit children. And so, but then Balenciaga, in a November 28th statement, said, our plush bear bags and gift collection should not have been featured with children. This was a wrong choice by Balenciaga, combined with our failure in assessing and validating images. The responsibility for this lies with Balenciaga alone. Again, they finally admit that the buck stops with them. In other words, don't blame the photographer. Although, you know, the photographer could have said, hey, this is really weird. I'm shooting children holding a teddy bears in bondage gear. I'm not comfortable with this. But, you know, I'm sure he was excited to be doing a Balenciaga campaign and the money involved. Oh, yeah. And the photographer, Gabriella Galimberti, said on Instagram, he said he wasn't in control of the direction of the campaign and the choice of the objects displayed. So again, it's not his fault. Although he probably just should have walked off the set when he found out what the the photographer knows what the concept is before he gets on the set. There's many, many conference calls about it. So he would have known that they were shooting children holding these bags. So, he probably should have backed out then. So he is in a way responsible. He says, I'm not in a position to comment on Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled in whatsoever manner to neither choose the products nor the models nor the combination of the same. But again, he knew what the concept was. So, I mean, maybe he didn't know that they were going to have the child hold a bondage teddy bear. He may have not have known that. So maybe we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And so anyway, this comes a long way from the original designer, Cristobal Balenciaga, who opened his first design shop in Paris in, I think it was 1937. But in the 50s, I mean, these were the images of, this is what Balenciaga created. And so we've come a long way from these images to these images. I mean, and that's, it's kind of a, illustration of what's happened with our culture, how degraded it's become, and how nihilistic it's become. You know, when you take God out of the picture, when God is not a part of the kind of the environment or the culture, or the he's not part of the society. If God is taken out of society, and if you believe that we are here just by accident and that we're just animals that evolved, well, then there is no problem with putting children in these situations. There is no problem with child pornography because, after all, we're just animals. So this is what this is what happens when you take God out of the public square. And you see how the degradation and the degradation over the decades, how the culture has become more and more extreme, more and more nihilistic, more and more godless, and more depraved. This is all just like depraved mind, and it just goes back to, this is what is really underneath it all, and it goes back to Romans 1. So this is nothing new. In a way, when I first saw these images, I wasn't surprised, because this is all Romans 1 stuff that was written by Paul 2,000 years ago. And in Romans 1, Paul's talking about the wrath of God, and he says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." So obviously we have a world, we have a culture and a world that suppresses the truth about God. And so God doesn't exist according to the world. And then it goes on to say, Paul goes on to say, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, creating really bad Balenciaga ad campaigns. Their foolish hearts were darkened." And then he goes on to say, "Therefore God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to dishonoring of their bodies among themselves." And then he says, and since verse 28, he says, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind, to do what ought not to be done." So again, this is the key verse. God gave them up to a debased mind. This ad campaign comes from minds of debased people, of people with debased minds. So obviously, again, I lived in that world before I was a Christian. I had a debased mind, you know, and praise God, he rescued me out of that. And God renewed my mind and gave me, and I became a new creation in Christ. And so, it's not unexpected for people in the dark to create dark images. That's the thing. And I've talked about this many times before. And Paul goes on to say, so God gave them up to a debased mind. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. So it doesn't look good for the world. So that's the world without Jesus. That's the world without God. When we don't acknowledge God as supreme and his word as true, then we're going to have a debased mind. And so, you know, Hollywood's been doing this for years. It's getting worse and worse. The television shows and the movies are so demonic and debased and depraved. And so it's not, again, it's not surprising, because Paul was talking about this since, you know, millennia ago. So I just wanted to take a look at this whole scandal through the eyes of me, who's been there and been in that world. And I hope that kind of helped you understand a little bit more about the scandal. And thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Beckett Cook Show. Your support makes this content possible. All episodes of The Beckett Cook Show are also available on YouTube. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com.
Thank you to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find more faith-centered podcasts about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.